Everyone's welcome to stay, but I want to call the Customer Service and Operations Committee to order. Before us is the approval for the agenda and of the minutes. May we start with the agenda? Is there a motion to approve the agenda and move forward? I know I will move the agenda without comment. Thank you. Approval of the minutes. May I have a motion, please? Okay, moved by Ms. Porter and second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Cochran. All those in favor? And opposed? We do have a brief agenda, and we will only have this one item on today's agenda, and we're asking that to respond to some requests from our customers, and I think this is a very good one. And briefly, it's allowing us, as the Metro staff has done the analysis, to really quantify the lost and travel time of our customers and add it to our vital signs as a measurement. And what it does is it looks at platform-to-platform time, and what we've actually been measuring up to now is actually how the train's operating. What's the delay of the train? And we've heard lots of complaints, and matter of fact, I think we've received a lot of input from our customers indicating that there are so many better ways that we can give them information so that they can actually plan their trip with us, and it can be a meaningful piece that they can put in the calculus of what choices they're going to make about their transportation. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to the Chief Officer for Performance, Ms. Burnside, for her presentation. And we'll go very quick through this one. I think it's a very good one, and a very brief one.
Thank you, and good afternoon to the committee members and board members. Quickly, before I get into the presentation, I just wanted to note that today is kind of an important day because it's the culmination of more than a year of work of various staff working together in research and developments on this measure. And I would say that currently the Transportation Research Board, which is in town right now, one of the biggest conferences in D.C. and attracts over 13,000 people from around the world. There's a lot of kind of research papers on travel time, whether in the highway or rail side of the house. And I think where we stand out is that we're actually taking the research and moving it to implementation. So I just wanted to note that. That's really makes WMATA look good. As I said, this is a joint effort from the staff from the planning office and performance, as well as for the research and development, and then moving it ahead between the performance office as well as customer research. So really a nice cross-section of the organization working together to make this happen. So moving to the next slide, as the board knows, we have currently consistently tracked on-time performance using, as Ms. Hudgens noted, headway adherence, and that's been since 2010 when we first reported through vital signs. And that's a measure that's rooted in operational needs, and it's a pretty common measure throughout the industry, so we're not alone in measuring headway adherence. And it's important because it looks at how well our trains are spaced, and it's something that we will continue to measure. Next slide. So with the current headway adherence measure, we can report our on-time performance as being in sort of the 80% range. It varies. Sometimes it's 79. Sometimes it reaches above 80%. But what happens is that doesn't really resonate with our customers when that result doesn't match their experiences. So customers have repeatedly commented that what matters most to them is the overall time it takes them to complete their trip, and the reliability and predictability of their travel time. Because after all, you need to get to your destination in time for a meeting or work or whatever it may be. So while the current measure does a good job of telling us how well our trains are spaced, it does kind of a bad job of talking about all aspects of the customer's journey. When we surveyed customers as part of developing this new travel time measure, we found that their perceptions of how on time they were when they were asked about a recent trip really didn't match what our results were. So you can see that up there, they thought they were about 60% on time, and we were reporting near 80% on time. And they noted different reasons why they were late, particularly a slow train ride was the biggest reason, followed by a long wait for the trains. Next slide. So our fare collection system has the capability to document exactly when a person enters and exits the system, and this is really valuable data that is not collected necessarily by all U.S. transit agencies. The time from tap-in to tap-out is what we call it, is the travel time that it takes customers to go from their origin to destination within Metro. Obviously, they have other parts of their trip, but we're only counting the part when they're in our system. So the graphic up on the screen shows the components of a rail customer's travel time. It includes tapping in with their fare card and entering the station and making their way to the platform, kind of in the gray area there. That could include climbing the stairs or taking an elevator or escalator. Once they're at the platform level, they have to wait for the train to arrive. If they're lucky, the train is just pulling up as they arrive on the platform. If they're not so lucky, they may have to wait for the next train to come, and they would look up at a passenger information display and figure out when that may be. And next is the journey time on the train. They may be lucky to have a straight shot, or perhaps they have to transfer through another station. And then at their destination, they tap to exit out of the system. So we do capture some of these components of the trip in measures that we currently have. For example, within the station, we have elevator and escalator availability that the board tracks. So if you have to walk up a stairway, obviously it's going to take you a little longer to navigate. We also internally track fare gate and vendor availability. And then in terms of the waiting for the train and the onboard part of the trip, we have obviously our headway adherence that the board tracks. We have the passenger per car standard that the board adopted. And then we also track a number of delay minutes by incident type internally. So with rail ridership in excess of 200 million trips a year, it's only recently become possible to kind of take business intelligence tools and take this huge amount of data and have it tell us a story, the information that's collected at our fare gates. So as staff worked to design a new travel time measure, they took on the analytic challenge of keeping the work grounded in valid scientific research methods. For example, building off lessons over the past 20 years in highway reliability research. And you all know you can find out how long it's supposed to take you to go on a certain segment of the highway. I mentioned that the staff involved in the research and development of the measure, and they recently received a pretty important recognition, a prestigious 2015 Bill Millar Award for the best paper, so we're really proud about that. So measuring performance in ways that are relevant to the customer is at the heart of designing our new measure, and to ensure this objective is met, customers have been asked via surveys to provide feedback and to guide the work going forward. And we reached out to about 400 customers as we developed the measure. And we're going to continue that customer research. We talked to the Riders Advisory Council. It was December 2nd, and they provided very thoughtful input. Thank you. And they agreed to continue to provide us input and help us evaluate the pilot as we go forward. So in designing the measure, we considered a number of alternatives with the ideal measure meeting criteria, such as obviously resonating with customers, conveying the dependability of the trip, describing the magnitude of delay, and also helpful to inform trip planning, as well as internally for us to manage incidents, prioritize maintenance, and also identify impacts of service changes that may be made. Some measures that are listed here, not the one that's checked, but things like cumulative delay minutes and excess buffer time are already being used by others, like the London Underground, who does have tap-in, tap-out data. Buffer time, for example, is a standard measure in the highway sector. But ultimately, for the pilot, staff found that the percentage of customers on time best met our criteria, and that's why it's got the check there on the top of the list. For any measure, you also have to identify what it means to be successful, kind of what's your target, what does the ideal trip look like, or conversely, what does a delay look like for customers. So we selected adherence to Metro schedules and rail service standards that the board has identified as being the easiest to explain and best aligned to the customer experience during our testing. So let me use an example for Andrea. If I go to the trip planner and say that I want to travel between McLean Station, where I origin of my trip, and Metro Center, where I exit the system in the morning, the trip planner will spit back to me that the journey time should be 27 minutes. The board has identified the rail service standards headway time, or time between trains, as 6 minutes. A few minutes of buffer are added for me to walk when I enter the McLean Station after I tap in. as well as when I exited Metro Center. For McLean, it'd be a minute, and for Metro Center, because it's a little more complicated, a transfer station, we call that 2 minutes. So if you add all those numbers together, the 27, the 6, the 1, and the 2, my ideal journey time, trip time, is 36 minutes. So you could expand that to all the different variations of travel throughout the system. So moving to the next slide, the next step is to pilot the new measure, and we'll show the overall measure divided into increments so that you can kind of drill down into magnitude of lateness. So that'll include categories like customers late by less than 5 minutes, between 5 and 10 minutes, and 10 or more minutes. The new measure, kind of the next steps in terms of timeline. The new measure will be included in the quarter one vital signs report for 2016. So quarter one reports on January, February, and March, and we'll be delivering that in May. And in the spring, we'll also, this is probably the most exciting part, is provide a new specific on-time score for customers. So registered SmartTrip users can log into their accounts. They currently can do that now, and they see sort of a tabular ins and outs of their journeys. But what we're going to do is put an on-time score, kind of a scorecard on top of that, that'll show their overall score for the trips they've taken in a certain time period, where they are frequently traveling to and from, the average time for those frequent trips, the fastest time and the slowest time. And then we can even include lengths, for example, in the slowest time if they had a particularly bad day. Like, what happened that day? What were some of the incidents going on at Metro? In the future, we can enhance this with information perhaps about weather. So sometimes when it's cold, we have issues with cracked rails. We could also include environmental factors, such as like how riding transit saves on emissions, so how they're contributing to the environment. Those are all things that, you know, kind of are future things for this customer scorecard. And it says up here on the screen, it's an example because we're really still working on this. We anticipate this being ready by the spring, and we want to pilot this with our Amplify community. And then finally, we hope to provide the data to app developers so that they can provide a variety of tools that are helpful to customers. So that concludes my quick presentation. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. That's okay. I'd love to congratulate you. I think this is really exceptional, and I think it's really good that it's been acknowledged by the Transit Transportation Research Board. This is a response to the customer. This is really a good response to the customer. They are looking for ways that they can create their own control of their trip, and this is one way that will do it. So are there questions here?
Thank you.
Yes. Okay.
As you are aware, Andrew, I'm excited about this. I think that this is a great, from the first day that I came in, you know, this is something that I felt was really important, that people, this is how people actually use our system. When they come, they tap in, that's when they start to, the clock starts. You know, before they do that, they can make a choice, they can make a decision, but once they've tapped in, they're in, and they need to know, and we need to know, whether or not their trip met their expectations. So I'm glad that we're now measuring, that we're gonna measure that, and that we will know. And we'll work to improve on that, because that is how they really experience our system. So I'm very excited about that. Within that, and how you set that up, the headway is an important element of that, okay? Because that is, to me, how the person's experience gets kind of screwy sometimes, for lack of a better word, obviously, because when the headway gets extended, and this is also a reason why this will be important, what it will show is that particularly in the off-peak times, when you got to wait 12 minutes here, and then you got to wait another 12 to 20 minutes on the next train, I mean, we're going to see that this may or may not be really a reasonable part of the reason why people aren't using the system. So we may have to review that. So I'm glad that this will actually bring some of that to light, so that the measure itself, in addition to what we'll see as a result, will really, I think, will help us as far as the product that we're providing to people. So I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And I will say you could also, I mentioned that my kind of, have you added up all the components of my trip at 36 minutes? I have a better than ideal trip if I arrive on the platform and the train is there immediately. That would mean my trip is actually 30 minutes. So we've kind of set it at the maximum if you just happen to miss the train, if that makes sense.
Ms. Porter and then Mr. Downey.
I also applaud the development of this measure, which is very customer-centric and sort of looks at it from a customer point of view rather than an operational point of view. The other thing that I think we should note on this is this, I believe, is the first use of this type of our Smart Trip database, where we've got this database of trip times, what people have actually done in terms of their trip length, tapping into, tapping out. And it's an enormously useful database. And here is a very positive use that we can make of it so that we can actually look at ideals versus what actually happens to people. So I think that's another thing that we should note. This is innovative in a couple of respects.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was just going to add to that. There's a lot of discussion at Transportation Research Board this week about the fact we're now in the age of big data. And this is really a first step for us in using data that's been there but hadn't been used for the purpose of Mike. I'm excited about that. And I also would note, winning the award is a big deal. Thousands of papers are submitted to the TRB, and this paper that was done by our staff was the best. I'd suggest you post it on Diligence so people could get a look at it.
That would be great. That would be great.
And I was not one of the authors. I'm not taking credit for it.
That's okay.
Can we offer congratulations as a committee, if not a board at this point?
It is a congratulations.
Officially?
We can make it part of the board. Any other discussion? Without that, we will. Did we have a vote? Did we vote? No, we did not. Okay. Oh, it is information. We haven't gotten that far yet. Okay. Thank you very much for the presentation. Any other business to come before the board or the committee? Hearing none, we are adjourned. And we're still.